Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Hey Jason, we played your guy Neyland Mafia's call to your show a couple of times today, and the reaction has been amazing.
Oh, legendary! One of the best talking moments in college football history. I love it.
Ridgeway, Neyland Mafia deserves a statue right outside of Neyland. Best call I've ever heard. Kyle, for the love of God, please tweet the link to that call. Todd, who's a Vanderbilt fan, did my man say he was going to fart towards Vanderbilt?
Yes. Well, you better close your nose, man. Close your nose, because Neil and I know likes beans.
The methadone caravan? I mean, hardcore. Hey, so what's the vibe in Knoxville, man, 2 days away?
Man, people are pumped up. You know, all we heard was about West Virginia's passing attack and Will Greer being, all world. And, you know, he deserves that credit. He deserves that praise. But when you look at this matchup and you see the defense that West Virginia plays, and you look at Tennessee with Trey Smith and Brandon Kennedy and a couple of big boys up front with Craig Fitzgerald kind of revamping this, you know, strength and conditioning program, you got to stop and ask yourself, wait a minute, Tennessee has some players, and Tennessee has some couple of advantages there too. I think they can run the football. West Virginia is down, you know, 5 scholarship DBs and the inconsistent offensive line play. So I think once you kind of look at everything, you're like, wait a minute, we went 4-8 last year, but this is a good opportunity to beat a really good West Virginia team early out the gate.
Baylen Buchanan, Swain, listed as a starter at one cornerback. At the other, Tennessee will put a true freshman on the field to start against one of the best quarterbacks in the country, two potential NFL wide receivers, Alante Taylor, Bryce Thompson. One of those guys will get the call. That's the part that concerns me.
Yeah, I mean, if this is 7-on-7, if this is 1-on-1, with no rush, then it would concern me too. But you have a front seven where all starting front seven of these guys have been on campus for 4-plus years. The only guy who hasn't is Daniel Petulian, and he's a junior. So you got experience up front, you got talent up front, and there's no reason why they can't get to the quarterback and pressure him and make Alante Taylor's job just a little bit easier.
And it's funny you say that. It's funny that you say that about Batuli, because he might be the one of the front seven that I would choose first.
Absolutely. He's a stud. I mean, he burst on the scene last year against Georgia Tech. So, and you know, if this was flag football, if this was what the NFL is kind of going into now, then I would be concerned. But this is not. The line, they'll have a lot to say about what goes on with the passing game. Mm-hmm. And Alante Taylor, last time I checked, was a pretty dang good athlete. Mm-hmm. And beat out some older guys for that job. So, you know, Pruitt said yesterday that, you know, they're not going to make excuses. It doesn't matter how old they are. They're in there. They got to make plays.
At Swain Event on Twitter, SwainEvent.com, the website.
Swain, how confident, how good do you feel about the kicking game and the return game?
I feel good about Tennessee's return game because I like Jordan Murphy returning punts. If he's back there, I like Callaway returning punts. I like Ty Chandler returning kickoffs. I like our return guys. We are replacing our punter, who is getting ready to be an NFL starting punter here soon, and we're replacing a kicker, so we'll have a new punter and new kicker. That concerns me. That's really the only area where they may be a little drop-off from the Butch Jones era. You can say whatever you want to say about Butch Jones, his offense, and corny catchphrases, but his special teams units are pretty good.
Lots of talk about the West Virginia wide receivers. What do you expect to see from the guys who play your old position in Tennessee?
Well, I expect Juwan Dog Jennings to pick up where he left off when he's playing before he got hurt, and that's playing aggressive. That's being being a dog on the outside in the running game and catching 50-50 balls and making plays and being a bully on the outside. I expect him to be that same player. I think Marquez Callaway has the ability. We saw that against Georgia Tech where he can break a game wide open. I like Jordan Murphy. He had a great camp. He's very shifty, makes guys miss. Brandon Johnson's very solid, very consistent, great hands, and awesome routes. I like Josh Palmer. Josh Palmer's really been one of the two guys that's had the best camp, in my opinion, at the wide receiver position. So, I mean, these guys are not talked about as much because West Virginia has a lot of guys coming back who saw a lot of touchdowns last year. But there's talent on Tennessee's outside, too.
Swain Orr had a big fall camp. Up front on the O-line, Trey Smith listed as a starter at left tackle, Bama transfer Brandon Kennedy at center. From there, it's this guy or this guy. Who are the best five up front, do you think?
Well, it looks like it's going to be, Brian Johnson in guard, Jameer Johnson in guard, Kennedy in the middle, and then Drew Richmond and Trey Smith on the outside. That's what it looks like it's going to be. But you better watch out for that Orr, man. That Orr might be right next to Peyton Manning and Reggie White before his career is all said and done.
Starting to hear a lot about a lot of noise about the JUCO transfer tight end Dominic Wood Anderson. That he is a freak athlete. His high school coach said either he or Reggie Bush is the best high school football player he's ever seen. I'm anxious to see that guy.
That's great, man. I was in that U.S. Army All American Bowl. I was on the East team. Reggie Bush was on the West team. we were in a banquet and we watched his, Gatorade Player of the Year highlight.
Oh my
god, it was unreal. He was an absolute freak. It was like a PlayStation, a video game. Dominic Wood Anderson is all of 270 pounds, and he can run. He's agile. He has nice feet. He has nice hands. He's going to be a matchup problem. And if Jerry Guantano can find him early and develop a little bit of rhythm, I think the passing game has a chance to be pretty good because of Dominic Wood Anderson.
J.J. Peterson alert for today. You got to
– Who?
If you put the bat signal out or anything, has there been a puff of smoke sent out of Neyland Stadium somewhere to – alert us to his presence on campus?
I'll be honest, Mickey, I've really stopped wondering when J.J. Peterson is going to arrive. He's not going to play on Saturday.
Yeah.
If you're lucky, you might get him, in the meat of the SEC schedule. I think the redshirt rule is perfect for him.
Yeah.
So he can play a little bit and then redshirt without playing those, more than four games. But I'll be honest, man, I'm tired of waiting on J.J. Peterson to get here. It's kind of like, well, my wife says she's ready to go to dinner, and she's taking forever to get dressed. I mean, I'm not even hungry anymore. Let's just forget it. Let's just stay home and eat ramen noodles. That's how I feel right now, waiting on J.J. Peterson.
Well, I mean, tomorrow's the deadline, so yeah. either way.
Well, I guess he'll be here then. How about that?
Hey, you've been saying Garantano at quarterback for a while. You still there on that one?
Yeah. Hey, man, the eye in the sky don't lie. So, yeah, Derek gives this offense the best chance to be explosive, make plays down the football field. You got some receivers that I think have a chance to be some of the best 50-50 ball catchers in the conference.
Well, that's Callaway, man. That guy is Mr. 50-50.
Yeah, Callaway, Jennings, and Josh Palmer had some big catches on the outside of ball camp. So, Derek gives you the best chance to stretch the field.
Is it more exciting for you that Jarrett has clinched the job, or more disappointing that you didn't see more out of Killer Crist?
I'm excited for Jarrett just because I know there's talent. I know that he has been labeled one way or the other based on last year. And last year was an absolute crap show because of the culture and how things were set up for Jarrett. But one thing Jarrett showed me is that he's tough as nails. And that he won't pee down his leg when it's a crunch time situation. South Carolina game, remember, he drives the offense down.
Yep.
And he throws an absolute dime on a comeback to the back corner, front corner of the end zone that would have been the game winner if the receiver caught it. So Jared showed me a great deal of composure in that last drive, and he's not afraid of the moment. So he has some tools that I can't wait to see be displayed with Tyson Hilton instruction. You look at Sam Darnold now making the Jets trade away Teddy Bridgewater. Can't wait to see what Hilton is going to do with Jared Guantano.
Love it, man. Appreciate the time, and have a great weekend. Enjoy.
Neyland Moffitt,
thank
baby.
Thank you so much. Oh, he's a legend, man. We're going to build a statue of him.
See you, right.
See you.